So let's get into the good stuff. This is one of my most exciting topics to talk about when it comes to social media, besides branding. I don't know about you guys, but I am obsessed with branding. And let me just tell you, if you're brand new and this is the first time you're seeing my facce, which means face in Italian, my name is Marina Simone. I'm the CEO and founder of Moms in Heels. We teach busy moms how to slay online sales so they can go from the cubicle to the throne as their fierce, blossom, and free, fabulous self. And it took me a long time to be able to say that as fast as I just did. You know what I mean? It took years of me to find my brand, find my voice, find my message, and find my people. And so I think some of you are so hard on yourself. You think that you're supposed to know all the answers immediately. What if I took you and I threw you into a courtroom and I said, I want you to be an attorney and I want you to prosecute that bad person? If I just throw you in to a courtroom, I guarantee you're going to be like, you're going to feel like a fish out of water. You're going to be like, what the? You're going to have to work. You're going to have to invest in yourself. You're going to have to learn what works, what doesn't, what are the rules, right? You're going to learn all those things. And so I want you to think about that for a second when it comes to you marketing with social media. Oh gosh, no jury duty, run. I don't think they like me. Probably not because of my past. They don't pick me. I don't think they can I be picked? Maybe not. Maybe I'm not allowed to do jury duty. Right? So check this out. You're like, okay, so I can't just become an attorney overnight. I want you to look at being a marketer as just as important as going to school to be an attorney or going to school to be a freaking doctor. Some of you are being so hard on yourself. You're like, it's been like 2 years and I haven't made a dollar. And I'm like, dude, my first 3 years, I didn't make a buck. I was still in learn mode. And then I made some money, but then I lost some money. And then I made some money and then I made a lot of money. And then I lost it all and had to start all over again. Like, that's just life, right? So I want you to know that. I want you to know that. Please stop being so hard on yourself when you're learning something new. Today, we're going to talk about the 80-20 rule. So yesterday, if you missed day one, you can just go onto my page and you can go and find day one because they'll just be in order on my timeline or on my YouTube or wherever. So you can just go and look at them. But yesterday we talked about laugh, love, learn, and lead. How many of you did the homework for that? Let me explain. The laugh, love, learn, and lead. When you sit down and you do that brain dump, you're going to come up with so many amazing ideas and things, right? And so what I want to talk to you about now is the 80-20 rule. Because some of you were asking, okay, how many times should I post the laugh? How many times should I post the love? How many times should I post about learning and how much should I lead, right? 80-20. 80% of the time, I want you to look at your content as the laugh, love, and learn. And the 20% is the lead. Now, check this out. A lot of gurus are going to tell you the complete opposite. You need to be giving value 80% of the time, teaching 80% of the time. Okay. I don't know about y'all, but I don't go on social media to learn every day. I don't know about you. Like the real human that doesn't have a job working on social media is coming home from their job that makes them miserable. They're probably like moms trying to take a poop and they bring their phone into like TikTok for a little bit so they can get like 5 minutes to themselves, right? Then you got moms that are exhausted, but they just, again, they want to scroll on Instagram or check their, see if anybody liked their posts on Facebook, the picture of their kids or whatever. That mom is not going onto social media like, I want to learn how to blank today. That may be YouTube for shit. People are going there and they're searching. Not so much Facebook, not so much Instagram, and to be honest, not so much TikTok. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the TikTok ads. They're driving me bonkers. They're driving me nuts. Everybody looks like a TikTok ad now. I'm just like, this is so lame, right? I just spit on myself, but you want to post for profits? You better get my attention and keep it. In order for that to happen, I better be laughing, loving, and learning what you learned. I want you to lead me 20% of the time. So look at your content. I want you to look at the content that you've been doing. Are you sharing a bunch of things that probably make no sense to your audience? For example, I love you guys. I'm not telling you to share this. I'm telling you to tag a friend. Let me tell you why. I don't want to ruin your feed. I'm teaching how to post for profits. That probably isn't for your audience. If you have a team, I would suggest that you take the link and share it into your team chat or into your team page. But sharing this onto your profile makes no sense. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to give the mom who's trying to take a poop to get away from her kids value. She doesn't sit here and want to sit here and watch this unless she wants to learn how to post for profits. That's why I'm telling you to tag a friend. I don't want to ruin your feed. I don't want you to ruin your feed. That's not something that's going to be attractive. Okay? So 80-20 rule. What else with the 80-20 rule when it comes to your content? I want you to think about the word I and me. I and me. Oh, by the way, so many freaking trainers are going to be pissed off at me that I said stop sharing their shit on your pages. They're going to be so mad right now. But it's the right thing to do. My shit does not need to be on your page. My shit is on my page for you to learn. Heller. Anyway, so the I or me. I'm so excited. Me. My favorite thing. My bestie. My team. Oh, can we just talk about that for a second? Every single time I see somebody post I, me, or my all the time, literally, I'm like, I don't want another story. You already told me 50 in the last 50 posts, and it's getting a little bit ridiculous. Can you make me laugh? Can you make me learn? Can you show me some of your values? Tell me how I can win today. So here's what I want you to look at. In your posts, when you write out like a long caption, and we're going to go over long captions, we're going to go over that stuff for certain features on certain platforms so you can post for profits. But if 80% of that paragraph has I and me in it, ooh, that's a problem. We are in a we business. People want to know that they can come with you on a journey. And they can win just like you or win with you. If it's always I or me, ugh, sucks. Stop it. Look at your post before you post them. If 80% of it has I or me, oh no. We over me. I love that, Coach Brian. Yes, we over me. There is no I in team. We are a team. We work together. Yeah? I want you to look. Where can you insert you and we? You and we. Where can you insert stories of others? How did I start this off? I started this off by telling you a story about somebody that I worked with and wins that she's had. Not, I'm the best coach. I do everything for my network marketing on demand students, and they only are winning because of me. Or I'm so proud of all of my network marketing on demand students. They're making more money than they ever had. No, let me tell you a story about some of the most incredible humans that I get to work with every day inside of network marketing on demand. There are people like Jen, who brought in 63 new customers and finally felt like she could put all the dots together when it came to her brand, when it came to her social media, when it came to referrals and power hours. She stepped up, did the work, and got the results. Help me celebrate her today. See how different that is? Watch your language, because people are sick and tired of the I's and me's and the whoop whoop, it's all about me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yes? Drop a yes in the comments. Yes and yes. Huge. Love. Got it. Next. Your DMs. I need you to understand this really quickly, please. It doesn't matter how amazing your posts do if you don't talk to the people that actually are communicating with you with a heart, with a like. Some of you are like, oh, only people are only liking it. They took time to engage with your post. Oh my God, I saw this funny thing. Hold on. Oh my God, do I have it? Oh my God, I died. Hold on. You know what? I'll do? I'll post it tomorrow and then I'll send it in the email for the recap. But it was like literally where this girl's like, oh, did you see the picture of my kids? And her friend was like, yeah, it was from a movie actually. And she's like, yeah, I did. Oh my gosh, you guys had so much fun in Hawaii. She goes, yeah, but you didn't like it. And she was just like, oh, she's like, but Jane and Chris, they liked it. Why didn't you take time to stop and like it? And I'm like, oh, that's what we sound like when we're like, nobody liked our post. Get like the. But then the people that are engaging with you, you got to take the time to get in the DMs and get seven layers deep with them. We talked about this last night too. Seven layers deep. Okay. So let's come over here. So now we know our content, laugh, love, learn is 80% of the time. And then we're going to lead 20% of the time. What do you lead with? Vision. Vision. Got to become a really good storyteller. We'll talk about that too. 25 days with me. Let's see how many of you make it the full 25 days or you drop off. Okay. Seven layers deep. Yes. All right. When you create your content, I need you to think about where people on your social media that follow you, where they fall in these quadrants. Okay. So trust and power. So this is you, your power, your trust with that other person. So for example, let's see who's someone who's on here. So we've got Coach Brian's on here. So Coach Brian, if I look at my relationship with him, I'm going to say, who has more power, me or him? I love you, Coach. Me. I have more power. I'm his mentor. So, I mean, I feel like it's a no-brainer. But I have more power. So I'm up here. And then when I look at who has more power, then I'm going to look at where's the trust of him to me. Not me to him. Him to me. Okay? No trust? Or do I feel like he trusts me? I know. With my relationship with Brian, because of seven layers deep, working together, our relationship, I know that we're a B relationship. Like, this is where we are. So I could probably be more direct with my approach. More direct with my approach. My call to actions can be harder. I can challenge. Mentor, guide, lead a little bit more because I'm over here. Okay? Most of you, with your content, with people, I don't care what platform it is, you're over here. You have no trust and you don't have any power over them whatsoever. Your job is to go into the middle with your content. So you're starting at a place with people where they're like, I don't know if I trust her, but I don't not trust her. I don't know. She might be cool, but I don't know if she's cool. That's why I had you guys do that exercise last night. That brain dump. Because people who think like you, who laugh at the same things that you do, right? What are they going to do? They're going to come a little bit over to this side. They're going to come a little bit more up this side with you. And I will tell you that if you can get in this area with people right around here, not even that big, you don't have to be all the way over here, all the way up here. With your content, if you can get people to kind of toggle in this area right here, you can literally close more sales and get more recruits and literally post for profit. Do you understand? This is what I look at when I'm having conversations on social media. Does this person know me? Does this person like my stuff a lot? If this person's never liked anything of mine before and somehow they're just following me, I'm going to assume they're all the way over here. My job is to get them over here. Right? I get it. Oh my God, everybody's making a bazillion dollars from posting on TikTok. Sure. But they have no trust with these people. So these people are probably going to buy from them and never buy again. They don't know them. There's no power. They saw a video. They saw other people commenting on it. They had FOMO and they bought. Cool. What if you did this process and you got over here where you didn't just get a sale, you kept it. You had retention. You had relationship. That's what I want you to focus on. Now, some of you are like, oh my gosh, like, do I have to do this every time I make a post? Yup. Do I have to do this every time I'm having a conversation? Hell yes. Why wouldn't you? You got to check yourself. Check your relationships. I know it sucks. I know some of you are like, I've been doing this for so long and I've been using social media and I'm not getting the same results as everybody else. It's because you literally are focusing on the wrong shit. You're focusing on the wrong stuff. I get fired up because it just makes me mad because there are so many people out there teaching the wrong crap and it makes me mad. So here's the action step. I want you to prioritize connection with speed. I want you to prioritize connection with the speed. Okay? Connection is going to be really important this year. People are not falling for the come buy this. Look, everybody's like, oh my God, e-commerce, it's going to get bigger. Amazon and your network marketing company or your coaching program is not the same. Yeah? Okay. I don't care how much they tell you. It's, oh, everybody's e-commerce. Uh-huh. Sure. If you are over here with people, it doesn't matter. Okay. You are not Kylie Jenner. You are not going to go and make some toenails that you can sell and make $1 billion. It's just not going to happen. And that's totally fine. Thoughtful responses. We're going to go over body language when it comes to social media right now. How you can stand out and how you can matter to the person you're talking to. Because if you don't matter, they're not going to respect. Yes, the toenails. That's how I go. So what is your goal? Your goal is to increase your trust in the relationship and show your influence by leading. Last thing I'll say about this, and then we're going to call it an evening. Showing your influence does not mean being someone's boss. Does not mean bossing somebody around. Does not mean that you're better than them. Okay? Does not mean like, they're in my organization or I'm their mentor, so they've got to listen to everything I say. That's really not what it's about. You are their guide, which means as their guide, to gain that trust, you have to listen before you respond. You have to reply with a question. So you can get 7 layers deep. Yeah. Some of you forgot how to have conversations. And we're going to change that in the next 25 days.
All right. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a blast.
posting for profits. Tag your bestie. Mwah! I love you guys. Bye.